Welcome to a bonus episode of the Six Figure Product Business Podcast. For the next many Fridays, I'm going to be putting out a bonus episode. Generally, it's going to be a quick tip episode. And yeah, I like doing bonus episodes. I like doing recordings when I want to, and I don't always want to wait like 3 months for them to come out. So we're going to do some bonus episodes for a while, and I'm excited about that. So what I want to talk about today is the holiday season. As this episode will be airing, it's the holiday season is quite wrapping up at this point. You may be still shipping out orders depending on your business and the products that you sell. But for a lot of you, you've already wrapped up your holiday sales, your cutoff date. And what I really want you to think about now is oftentimes we end like a really busy holiday season and we either hit a goal that we had for the business. We didn't hit a goal. We're feeling probably exhausted, tired. I know when I had my product-based business by my last holiday season, you know, when Christmas kind of rolled around, like I was just exhausted. I had spent the last 2.5 months constantly going to the post office, and I would ship orders like right up until Christmas. I mean, if I could get a product to someone in 2 days, and it would get to someone by Christmas Eve, I would still be taking orders. So I remember like literally December 21st. And I think the 21st, I want to say at the time, was the cutoff for USPS for it to be delivered like on Christmas Eve. But I can't remember the exact date. But basically, whatever that date was, I was still shipping orders right up until the end. And, you know, oftentimes we end this holiday rush and we don't take the time to reflect. And this is what I want you to really think about. There's like two parts to this episode. I want to first talk about how to do a recap on your Black Friday holiday season. And then two, I want to talk about just in general with your business. You want to be focusing on the drivers of your business. What are the things that are actually getting me sales? And how can we do more of those? So we call them drivers, moving the needle, like needle movers, same thing. So we'll talk about both of these on this quick tip episode. So for the holiday recap, what I really want you to do is once you're done with your holiday sales and all that, I want you to sit down and either on a notebook or on a Google Doc, however you compile information, I want you just to write down and I want you to save a folder in your Google Drive, for example, and have it be called, you know, Business 2022, and then have a folder inside that's called Black Friday, Cyber Monday, holiday season, whatever. If you want to only do Black Friday, if you want it to be the whole holiday season, it's whatever works for your business, honestly. I like to do Black Friday as like one document, and then I like to do holiday season as another document, and just kind of, because Black Friday is like kind of a separate thing, but you want to know in general like how your business did for the holiday season, and you want to know how it did during the cyber week, so Black Friday through Cyber Monday. So that's the first thing I want you to do is I want you to literally open up a Google Doc and save it. And then I want you just to brain dump. I want you to do a recap of the last few months. I want you to write down two different things. Like these are two big things. What worked, what didn't work. And I want you to be like super specific. So, you know, for example, on one of my e-commerce society membership calls that we had actually yesterday, one of the girls inside said that she had taken my advice about email marketing. You know, I'm a big advocate, and you're going to hear a lot more about email marketing on this podcast in 2023 because I'm doubling down for you. You have to learn email marketing. It's so important. And as like Instagram and all that social media shit just gets more and more complicated and fuzzy and not working for people, you have to have a way that you can get sales. And email marketing is that way. So anyway, she basically said, look, I listened to you. Like I only had a few emails scheduled and you told me to do a lot more and I listened to you. And because of that, we did a really great Black Friday week. And of course, like that's music to my ears because I love when people in my membership program get great results. And again, you can join my membership if you are interested. It's like the greatest thing ever. It is e-commerce society and it is a membership for coaching, community, and content. And we have live Q&A calls each month. You can post questions in our group anytime. And it's just a hell of a lot of freaking fun. You can go to carriefitzgerald.com/membership And you can click the link in the show notes below, and I have information on my membership in there too. So it is open for you. For now, we're keeping it open. We might be closing it in 2023, and we're going to have an open-close model, but for now it is open, so you can definitely join. Anyway, I was really happy to hear that she took my advice or took my suggestion, and she added more emails to her marketing week. And, you know, for her, like, she would write down in her what worked column, more email marketing. And for you, like, you know, I know someone else in the group, she, in my membership, she wasn't planning on doing a Black Friday sale. And at the last minute, she again decided to take my advice, because I basically said to her, look, there is no other time in the entire year that people are searching through their email, searching through social media to find gifts for people. And I feel like, and I know there's a lot of opinions out there, and we can all have our own, I feel like if you are not offering some kind of a promotion, it does not mean you have to give like a 60% discount. It doesn't mean you have to give everything away for free, but you still should have some kind of a promotion to offer people during that cyber week, because people are actively looking for things to buy. Like, people's credit cards, wallets, Apple Pay, Shop Pay is wide open for you. And if it's not you, they're going to buy from your competitor. So I want you to make money. So anyway, so she basically decided, okay, I will do a Black Friday sale. And I remember she posted in our community group that she made like a couple $100 on the first day, and otherwise she would have made no money. And then I did get the full recap. She said her sales had increased like, I think, 6,000% from what they were during that week from the year before. 6,000% increase in sales. That's fucking huge, okay? So I feel very strongly about like the Black Friday, Cyber Monday week, that you should be doing something. And if you're not, like, I know some people, I saw a lot of stuff on Instagram, like, we're canceling Black Friday, we're not doing Black Friday, we're going to do something early. Like, I don't know. I mean, I think whatever, do whatever you think is good for your brand. But I always think, like, people are expecting offers at that time. People are expecting to get bombarded with emails. And if you're not doing it, they're going to buy from your competitors. So anyway, so for those two people, they would write down what worked in their column. Like, we did more email marketing, we ended up doing a promotion. And what she said on the call yesterday was, what didn't work for her is that she hadn't prepped early enough. And so that would go in her didn't work column. You know, she didn't set up product to be sent to influencers. She didn't maybe put extra work into her product pages because she didn't have holiday product photos or lifestyle photos or something. So you really want to write down what worked, what didn't work. And I would do it for the holiday season as a whole, and I would do it for Black Friday Cyber Week. So what I would do is, like, you know, go through your sales for the week. You can look at your Shopify analytics, and you just get a brief understanding of, okay, during this 1 week, you can adjust the dates in your analytics, and you can put for that cyber week, what were the top products I sold? Shopify gives you your top 5 products in your dashboard. Write those down. You want to have an understanding of what products you sold the most of. You want to look at things like your traffic. Where did your traffic come from? Was it social? Was it from email? Was it referral traffic? And you just want to kind of get an understanding of, like, where the sales came from. So Shopify gives you some basic information. It doesn't always give you, like, all the information that you need, but it tells you there's, in your analytics, there's sales by, I think it's sales by social source, and it will tell you, like, the different platforms and how your sales came through. If you have Google Analytics, even better, you can get a lot more information from that. But even without all the analytics, and I want you to look at analytics, but even if we're trying to keep it simple for today, just go by what you could see that worked for you. Like, okay, I know that I sent product to influencers, and those influencers posted all these videos about me on TikTok, and then I got a boatload of sales. And I know they came from TikTok because of X, Y, and Z, you know? If you know, like, wow, I have Klaviyo, and I have Klaviyo for my email marketing, and I can see the monetary value that all my emails brought in. You sent out 10 emails and I made $3,000, you know, like, that would be what worked for your business. So you want to kind of go through the different things that you did and just write down how effective they were. And if you're not sure if they were effective, just write it down anyway and just put it in like an unclear or like an undecided column. But you should have a general understanding of like what worked and what didn't work. So for my first Black Friday season, I did this super complicated, like tiered discount. If you spend this, you get this. If you spend that, you get that. It was such a disaster. It was so confusing and I got like no sales. So for me, I would have said in my column, like did not work column, my offer was too confusing. So you want to just kind of go through all that stuff and just get a feel for what worked during that time, what didn't work. And then I really want you to understand what products were sold. What were your best products during that time? Okay. Or like, for example, say right before Black Friday, you added like a one-click upsell app. And because of the one-click upsell app, you got like, you made an extra $2,000 in upsell products or something. So that would be something that would go in your what worked column. Okay. And so I want you to then do that for the entire holiday season. So if your holiday season is like starting in October, like I count October as a holiday season because a lot of people sell like fall type of products or Halloween products. And for that reason, I clump October, November, December in as like a full holiday season. It's almost, you know, almost a quarter. So I want you to do the same thing. And what you can do is break it up by months. I like to break it up by October, November, and December and keep them separate. And what I'm really looking at is the products that I sold. What were the top selling products? Are there anything that I did different with those products? Like maybe I promoted those more. Maybe I didn't promote them more. Maybe they're featured higher in my website. So you have to have an understanding holistically of your business, like how it worked, what didn't work, and like what you did for specific things. And you want to write it down because if you don't write it down in December, you're going to forget to do it. And then you're going to forget what you did because there's so many things that you likely are doing on a daily basis that contribute to you getting sales. You might think, oh, I'm only getting sales from posting on Instagram, but maybe you're getting sales from your email marketing. And maybe you're getting sales from TikTok videos. And maybe, like, for example, you have a monthly photo contest and you sent someone a free product and they posted that on their Instagram and you got sales. Maybe you don't know that you got sales from that person. So you want to kind of like really think of all the things that you did during the holiday season. And you're essentially looking at like which activities got me the highest return on investment. So again, if you know like, okay, sending products to micro influencers, that got me the most sales. Or sending product, like having a brand ambassador team and sending products to your brand team. And on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, your brand team was posting about you on social media. That got you sales. Or you have an affiliate program and you're like, shit, I did a really great affiliate program thing this year. I had all these affiliates. I let them know a month and a half before the holiday season what the offers were. They could get extra commission. We emailed the affiliates like multiple times before Black Friday. We like made it this fun experience. And wow, this is how much money we made in sales from our affiliate program. We made $10,000. So you have to go through the different channels that you have and look at what worked, what didn't work. So whether you have a customer referral program, a loyalty program, affiliate program, worked with influencers, had upsell apps, email marketing, TikTok, social media, there's a lot of things that you're probably doing that you're not even thinking of. So make a list, write it all down, what worked, what didn't work, not sure if it worked. And now you know what to do better for next year. Because oftentimes we don't plan ahead enough. And we don't remember what worked. So if you're trying to do your holiday season next year in like, I don't know, August, September, October, you don't remember what you did last year. You're going to have so much crap that you've had to deal with in between. You're going to forget. So it's a friendly reminder. You always want to do a recap of your holiday season and really look at what worked, what didn't work. What could I have done better? And have that for next year. Okay. So now this leads me to the next thing, and this kind of is like a similar conversation, but it's just a reminder to you. This has nothing to do with the holiday season, but in general, always be aware of the drivers in your business and always try to be aware, like, what is the thing that's getting you sales? What are the things that are working in your business? And what are the things that aren't working? Whether they're not making you money, they're costing you money, and they just like kind of aren't working for you. Not everything you're going to do is going to work. In fact, most things you do won't work. You either won't give it enough time and attention, or it just isn't the right fit for you. So like if you are selling, I don't know, like you're selling men's accessories, that may not work well on Pinterest, for example. But if you have a TikTok account and you're running ads, that could be an awesome, effective strategy. So not everything you do will work, but you want to always have an understanding of the things that are getting you sales and what's not getting you sales, you know? So yeah, that is pretty much it for this episode. This is going to be a quick tip episode, and I wanted just to kind of do like a quick holiday recap and just remind you that it's really important to sit down, even if your holiday sales like were terrible, sit down and do a recap. You owe it to you, you owe it to your business, and it will help you. It'll help you to think, because you're going to sit and you're going to go through all of your stuff. You're going to go through emails. You're going to go through like, look at your social media, look at the types of posts you did. Like, did you do enough posting on Black Friday or something? Look at your analytics, look at your emails, like how many people opened your emails, how many people were clicking on them. Maybe your subject lines were just boring or something. So always go through your stuff and look at what worked and what didn't work. What are the drivers of your business? And even beyond the holiday season in general, like being aware of what's getting you business. And like I always tell everybody that I work with, if you are, especially if you're a new business or you are not getting a lot of traction in your business, you always want to email your customers and just say, hey, how did you find me? That one email that you can send to them literally like can tell you everything you need to know. Because if you know like, wow, 8 out of 10 people found me on TikTok, guess what? You spend more time on TikTok, you spend less time on your other platforms. So that's how you can basically look at the drivers in your business and have an understanding of like, okay, those are the things I need to spend more time on. I need to spend less time on the other crap that I'm doing. All right, my friends, I hope you love this episode. If you don't mind, take a minute and leave a review on Apple iTunes. And again, if you are looking for more help in your business, you can absolutely join my membership program, E-Commerce Society. You can head over to carriefitzgerald.com/membership and you can join today. All right, I'll see you guys next week.